let me ask you about the difference then between good energy and bad energy. Let's say that it had been a dog there, an angry dog that was not wagging his tail and was instead just standing there growling.
Yes, or an angry person.
Or an angry person.
Right. Well, since you mentioned the E. coli experiments, let's mention that briefly because there's a perfect example where the energy of the healer is unknowingly affecting whether or not cells live or die in an experiment where they're actually trying to produce healing. Shall we talk about that?
Yeah, I think it's a great example of that because I think this is where, again, it comes down to even just going to visit your neighborhood-friendly general practitioner. You can end up not being as – you can come out of a doctor's office feeling worse depending on what mood they're in, and they're just treating you with, you know, pills or potions of some sort.
Exactly, and that this may be mediated – not just psychologically, but energetically. So here's the experiment. My colleagues and I were doing research to see whether or not Reiki, which is a particular form of energy healing that comes out of Japan, whether Reiki could affect E. coli bacteria in test tubes, which had been exposed to heat stress, which actually we titrated it so that 50% of the cells were killed by the particular temperature of heat. And then we were looking to see to what extent they were growing back and reaching their normal colony level of, you know, population of cells, of bacteria. And there were a group of test tubes that the healers were treating. Of course, they never touched them. This was out, they were actually put in a container, so they couldn't actually physically touch the bacteria, obviously. And there was a control. There were a set of test tubes in another part of the laboratory that were untreated. And the after the Reiki practitioners would treat the bacteria, the cells were then prepared to be.
Well, but how did they treat the bacteria? What did they do? What did the Reiki practitioners do to the tube with the E. coli that had been heated? What did they do to it?
Well, what they did was for 15 minutes, they would sit in front of the tubes, and they would, quote, run Reiki energy. They would, quote, with their consciousness, send Reiki energy to these tubes, in the case of Reiki, for, quote, the best and highest good for the cells, which was presumed to allow them to recover. And so they were attempting to, heal these injured bacteria. And they would do the same thing as they did with a person. Now, this was a blind experiment because after the test tubes were collected, they were then scored blindly, meaning the person who was actually doing the assays did not know which were the treated and which were the controls. And each practitioner was brought in for multiple days. Okay, now the prediction was that Reiki would on the average actually increase the rate of cell growth, i.e., the population would recover. And what we discovered was that this happened some of the time, but sometimes the cells went in the reverse direction. They were actually doing worse. They were, quote, dying. And the question is, why was that happening? Now, one of the things that I did was I requested that each time a healer would enter the laboratory, they would fill out a simple questionnaire where they would rate their physical and emotional and spiritual well-being. What we call the Arizona Integrative Outcome Scale, simple 0 to 10 scale, and of course some practitioners on some days came into the laboratory relaxed, happy, grounded, well, and so on. But other days and other practitioners, they'd come in, they were stressed, or they were depressed, or they were physically tired, or they weren't feeling well, or they had a fight with their child, or with their boyfriend or girlfriend or whomever. And the question was, to what extent did the emotional state and sense of well-being of the healer influence how successful they were in providing Reiki for healing? And what we discovered, to my amazement, was that if they came into the lab feeling well, reporting themselves well and relaxed and so on, the bacteria showed a positive result. But if they came into the lab feeling stressed, having negative emotions. The bacteria actually did worse. They were actually, quote, dying. Now, what's interesting about this is that Reiki practitioners like to believe that their emotional state doesn't matter, that all that matters is their intention. So if they come in and they're working with someone and they just send this healing energy, that their emotional state isn't going to affect this. But these cells were actually picking this up. And remember, the cells in this case, they don't know Reiki from Shmeiki. You know,
right.
they don't have any belief system here. In fact, they couldn't even see the practitioner because they were in an enclosed container. So the
and they don't have eyes.
And they don't have something. They don't have what we call eyes, certainly.
Right,
but they can pick up the electromagnetic signals.
Right,
that's what's important.
And that was so. What we get from that is that bad energy kills, and good energy can create life. And that's one small experiment that seems to affirm that basic principle.
Yes, and what's interesting is it wasn't designed to find that. That's just how the data actually came out.